Hello and welcome to yet another Fast Food Media podcast. It's the fourth one. We're kind of thinking of another show name yet again, but yes, I'm joined by many people this time round, rather than just last time round when we just had Divrank. We've got many people here this time, as Skype is sort of playing nice after we've had a bit of fiddling around. We've got Simon Forever Sonic Shirley here with us again.
Oh yeah.
And we've got SJSSF, Scott.
Hello.
And we've also got another new person joining us. We've got Riddick as well, who's also slightly new to the Sonic community, but say hello.
Hello.
Yes, we have four of us here at the moment, and we might be joined by Elson, Darkspeed, Wong, and possibly one of the unluckiest people I've ever known. An old Fast Media member called Crimson. I call him the unluckiest person in the world because he always comes back and says hello to Fast Media, starts helping out, but then he disappears for like half a year at a time. And he's unlucky because, I don't know, his PC's broken down, he had electrical storms, his ISP's been lost, everything's happened to this guy. Every time he appears, he reappears as 6 months later, like, yeah, don't ask.
Right.
We'll get started with a new episode. Plenty going on at the moment, certainly in the Sega and Sonic community, but I want to give a shout out for next weekend when CertCoin 2009 is going to be happening. And I'd like to give it a shout out because Simon and SJSF are going to be there with me, but I'll also be DJing all weekend for you there, along with Mark from Radio Sega. So if you do happen to go to the event, then come see the DJ booth, make some requests and say hello as well. We'll all be there and be having a good time. Hopefully so anyway, because there's going to be loads of games there in arcade cabinets as well.
Yeah.
So we'll also be playing a bit of music in the background, not only just from Sega Sonic, but a bit of video game music. Give you a bit of a sample of what you might experience there. But I'll be downloading Crazy this week to give you all some good gaming goodness on the weekend. On the convention side of things, we've also got Summer of Sonic 2009 also coming around. It's just about a month and a half away. I'm getting around to booking my hotel, and tickets have been booked for myself, and no doubt most people are doing that at the moment, because you can book your place and get your ticket for Summer of Sonic now, which you can check out by going to www.summerofsonic.com. But read all the bits and pieces, because this is a convention and there's a lot involved. Anyway, I should relax my lungs a little bit and let the other guys talk a little bit as well, because I'm talking over them slightly. Who's going to insert coin and Summer and Sonic then?
I'm certainly going. I've just started sort of getting things ready, because I've got to drive up and stay over and going all weekend. So a few things to pack. And
I'm going to insert coin only. I was going to go to the Summer of Sonic, but decided against it because of it being on a bank holiday, and public transport is a bit of a problem at that time.
Yeah, I would go, but unfortunately I'm skint, so.
Well,
it's a bit hard.
You're a bit younger,
so
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. If you can't afford it, you better not. Better not go. Plus, I feel sorry for you because you're DJing both events, aren't you?
I am. It's going to be an interesting couple of weekends. I would say I haven't got a great amount of experience with DJing, but I DJed a good portion of the day last year's Summer of Sonic, and I think it went quite well. Apart from the fact I didn't really say anything. But then again, that was my first time, so give me a bit of slack here. But I've actually been, despite the fact I haven't really got a job at the moment, I've been pouring a bit of money into getting some resources together for both events, because I obviously need a bit of good professional kit. Last year's Summer of Sonic I found quite funny, because I turned up and they were like, alright, here's your headphones for the DJ set. And I was like, these are headphones? They look like slightly better than in-ear headphones. And I was like, oh my god. Fortunately, I had the Fast Media headphones, as I called them, and we used them, and everyone was like, yeah, these are much better. Fortunately, I've upgraded to another pair of Sennheiser headphones, which are not exactly cheap, and they're very nice. Yes, we'll definitely have some better kit up there this year as well. Also invested in getting a couple of hundred CDs, a couple of wallets which can hold a couple of hundred discs each. So, a bit more prepared this time.
Yeah.
Also, a good feature which will be at both events, hopefully, because they're semi been confirmed by both the organisers, is that there's going to be a little text line where you can text in your shout outs and requests for anything you want to play, so you can send them to me or whoever's DJing at the time. Yeah, hopefully it's going to be a nice nifty feature. It's not a premium number or anything like that. It's a standard number, just as if you're calling your mates and just texting what you want, just what you want to say, really. If you're going to be silly and abuse it, then yeah, we're not going to say anything. But obviously, send in what you want and we'll say it over the, well, over the floor, the stage floor. We'll give you a shout out and we'll play what you want.
As long as it's not rude, I guess.
Yep, as long as it's not rude. As long as it's Sonic spines up your... up your thing. But it's also being used for Fast Feet Media at the moment as well. Quite frankly, if you text anything to us now, we'll put it on the website or we'll put it on our Twitter account, which you can find at twitter.com/FastFeetMedia. And the number is 07-88-66-405. It's semi-easy to remember. It's not exactly a five-digit number, but it's semi-easy. And if you can't remember it, just skip back 5 seconds in your music. Convenience of a podcast.
Or you could just see it on the website. It's usually plastered anywhere.
Yeah, it's plastered in the news at the moment, and I featured it around the top of the page.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Loads of stuff. But I'm not going to self-plug a lot of things now, because there's other stuff to do later on. Let's play a little bit of music, a little intro there. I'm just hoping we can nudge a few people and get them to join in with us in a bit. Said they were going to be here, like Elson, but we'll see. I do have a little surprise involving Elson later on for the listeners of the podcast, so stay tuned for that one, or skip ahead again. Up to you all. But I'm going to stick on... something good. Let's stick on some Streets of Rage music and a remake, which is Jungle Bass. So you're listening to the Fast Media podcast, and this is Streets of Rage remix, Jungle Bass. And we're back at the Fast Media Podcast. And we hate Google Chrome, apparently.
Yes.
Victory sip. Red Bull does indeed give you wings, or in our case, it gives you two tails. Anyway, we're back again, and plenty to talk about. We've been through Summer of Sonic, really, and Insert Coin. I have noticed that those sort of conventions are growing. In fact, I think the other day I saw something about a Bayonetta convention in San Francisco or something like that, and, you know, Bayonetta's not even out yet, so that was quite confusing and odd at the same time, but nonetheless, it's quite cool to see more of these events growing. And a lot of Americans do say, oh, we don't have our events, etc. as well. And just get it organised, guys. It takes a bit of work to do it, yes, but it is worth it to have all this going on. So, that'd be my advice. Yeah, one other thing I would, I'm just going to go over in the news quickly, is I know this is probably nowhere near true, but it just seemed a bit fishy to me. And it's on the homepage of www.fastmedia.net. A Sonic hoodie was released by HMV a short while ago, like a few days ago, and it looks freaking cool, quite frankly. But on the back or front, I can't tell because it's such a small image. They've got the eyes of Sonic on there, which looks really like the Fast Media logo. And I'm just like, I wonder where the inspiration from that came from. Like, obviously, it could have been from Sonic quite easily, but it could have quite easily been from us too. So, yes, I'll have a look at that on the page. Yeah, not much has been going on since then. Little has been going on there, pinch. What I would like to stress, if I haven't done it since last time, is new areas of the site. I mean, the music and video is coming along. Fast Media is probably going to be having a service switchover soon. That's largely because I'm getting charged a load of money for what we're doing. And it's actually the same sort of server Sonic Stadium used to be on. And now I want to move over to somewhere which is A, cheaper, but oddly enough, this provider, it provides twice as much of a power as we did beforehand. So, it's quite a logical decision in my sense. What this means is I can bundle loads more music on there, and potentially we're looking up to almost 10,000 new files going on the website. Now I'll have the room to do that. But that should be happening in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned to the website for that as to what's going to happen.
That'll be interesting.
But the one thing... the good thing is that what I'll do is I'll add them on in one go, hopefully. The system allows it, but I can't put all the streaming media on at the same time, so you'll be able to listen to it and watch it. You have to download it, no problem, but the problem is you're going to have to wait if you want to watch it online. But, you know, you can download, and everyone's got relatively fast internet speeds now, so go nuts. It's not like we charge or ask you to sign up or anything, really. We just ask you to stick around a bit, which would be nice. And most of the point, if you listen to the podcast, just comment on some of the news, because there's loads of stuff going on, and everyone just keeps their lips sealed. I'm a bit hacked off by that. I'm not, trying to get you to shove you in. Make a comment, do it! Yeah, it's once in a while. It's easy. You don't have to sign up or anything. Yeah, I was less probing and more talking. Perhaps probing was the wrong word.
That didn't sound right.
I take that back. Oh, and one video you've got to watch if you haven't seen it already, or if you haven't even listened to the music, is Right Said Fred's Wonder Man, which is a Sonic the Hedgehog 3 promotional music track which is out there, and it's classic 90s sort of Euro pop. And some people find it cheesy. I find it hilarious.
I found it quite cheesy, but it's definitely related to Sonic because it has many references to it.
Yeah, and the video does indeed as well.
Exactly.
So if you've seen the video, watch that as well.
It was using the Pirate Station sort of thing.
If you've seen the new Sonic shorts, used in one of them.
Yeah,
that's typical Right Said Fred though, isn't it? If you sort of look back on some of their other videos.
Yeah.
But I mean, a fan has actually just put it onto one of their clips for the Sonic Shorts 5. Find it on Newgrounds or YouTube or whatever.
Those. Oh, those.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, I sort of hear Sonic Shorts and I think Emerald Coast.
Oh yes.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I've got to admit, those are really good.
Try to find a way to put those shorts on Facebook, but it takes.
Can I just ask, can you still hear my Wii?
Yes.
Yes.
Still hear it in the background.
Good.
Gets on your nerves after a bit.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm putting another thing on if I can actually find the disc.
Okay.
Yeah, have a good
day. Yes, right. Anyway,
can we just move on?
Little rods.
Away from Nintendo and back to Sega.
And maybe towards
Randomness. Nintendo. Yeah. Besides, Sega do what Nintendo don't. So yes, more to the point. In our background at the moment, what everyone else can hear, but these guys can't. It's Space Channel 5 Part 2 Report 6 Desperate Dance Showdown. So lots of music coming in there. I should put some more arcade music in, but like I said to the guys there before we start the show, we've got 10,000 tracks here. It's difficult to pick out the individual tracks. But I'm doing my best.
And Scott and I don't want to get bored too early.
Yeah, coming back to what I was going to talk about. Public access is a new area of fast media, and I equate it nearer to the YouTube of the Sonic/Sega community because it's the nearest thing. No one else has done something like this, and if they have, I would say it's been on a more of a minor scale. Public access means you can essentially watch everyone else's media, you can upload your own content, whether it's music or video. We'll put it on our website, Fast Media, and it will also be available for download, which you kind of agree to if you're uploading your own stuff, really, because you're giving us your content. It tends to get put on within 24 hours, so have a crack at it. It might be worth doing, you know? I'd say it's worth doing. But put it on, because like I say, I mean, it has all kinds of things on there. It not only has individuals' media on there, but also has community stuff on there. The Sonic Show has a clip on there at the moment, and they'll be putting more on, hopefully. And even has Right Said Fred on there, because it's a commercial video. I actually try and get some of Bentley Jones' stuff on there as well, or Lee Brompton. I can never remember which name he's taken nowadays. Why did he have to change it?
Because he's a celebrity. Anyway,
yeah, but that just makes it harder to remember who he is. For me, it does, anyway. Anyway. Shut up.
Oh!
Someone just dropped their computer on their head.
Oh, boy.
How to injure yourself with video games without the Wii?
Yeah, I'm lucky because if it fell the other way, it would have pushed my Wii off. So.
The Wii hates you.
About video games. Don't want to lose your Wii. Not at your age. Right, we'll be coming back in a few minutes with a bit more random banter and slicing off and dropping Wiis, all that sorts of things. Next, I'm going to play Let's Tap and Kung Fu Disco. You listen to the Fast Media Podcast.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm what?
And welcome back again. That was Sega Rally 2, Go Go Sega Rally, the instrumental version, as well as Ollie King, Border 70, and Kong Fortress Core from Let's Tap. If you haven't played Let's Tap yet, I would highly recommend getting it and playing it, because it looks like absolute fun, and everyone's given it 4 out of 5, if not higher, basically. It looks like a fantastic game, and good on Yuji Naka for his first game at Probe. So yes, we're back in the midst of the chaos here that's going on here. Seeing if we can get some more people to join us on Skype, but lightning in Australia and other people not being able to use Skype correctly is sort of hindering everyone at the moment as well, really. So yeah. Above all, I haven't used a new version of Skype and I'm completely baffled by it.
I've had it for a few weeks now and I'm still confused with it.
I'm actually alright with it.
And I've only used it for about a fortnight.
Well, it depends how good you're with computers, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm qualified, aren't I? So.
A couple of things I wanted to talk about recently. This has always been a mini bit area. I'm not really thinking about opening a shop per se, but like Radio Sega, perhaps we might be doing our own T-shirt soon. Because right now, on its way from America, is the very first Sparsit Media T-shirt, which will be on display at both the conventions, obviously, and the Sparsit Media mug as well. I've had the Sparsit mug for like five years.
A T-shirt, a mug.
I got the T-shirt and the mug. Screw you. So yes. I only got a mug because I've had a Fast Minion mug for 5 years and it's lasted all that time and I've dropped it so many times and it's not died. I'm just like, oh my god. So it's good. But they look cool.
Yeah,
you get
a misship and the t-shirts don't arrive but only the mugs do. Oh, did you go to that convention where they were giving out the t-shirts and the mugs? Oh yeah, been there, done that, got the mug.
I got it, it sucked, and it goes on your head. Boop!
Oh.
Anyway, if you are interested in perhaps getting t-shirts or anything like that, or just for the extra Sonic eyes and headphones goodiness, let us know. You can email me at fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net, or you can jump on the site and just add a comment somewhere, or jump in the chat room, we're usually there. Or Twitter, anything. There's a million ways to contact us nowadays, so have a crack. The other thing that's coming on is, obviously, we do a podcast every month or so. This one's a bit more frequently than a month, I'd say. So, what we're going to do, possibly, is some people were in the Sonic Stadium IRC chat room earlier and seemed quite keen on the idea that Fast Media, having a radio station, whether it just be for our podcast to go live so everyone can hear it, or maybe a 24/7 station. It is possible. Certainly have the server to handle that load. I pay enough for it, like I've said. So, do you want a radio station? Please let us know. Again, send your responses in to us. For Twitter, email, one way or another, just let us know. Even the contact form, because it's a contact us page on Fastfeet Media. It's on the left when you get to fastfeetmedia.net. So, let us know. I really want to hear about it, because we'd be willing to get the radio station up.
I can't be bothered doing all of that, so I'll just say yes, I do. Just get it out so there's one vote for yes already.
Fair enough. Well, none of you guys have to do any work, so compared to me.
I'd say give it a trial run. If it works well, then go for it. If it doesn't, then, you know.
Perhaps so. But yeah, I mean, I do want to run it because it's a fantastic thing. Some of you... You know, I used to run Sega Sonic Radio for Spend ages ago. But on the other hand, it wouldn't be too hard for us to set up. I could probably get it set up tonight if I gave it a crack, but... interesting. I just don't want to crash the server like I did for the Sonic Stadium at the time. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
So that's why...
That's why one of the time Sonic Stadium's website went down. Because I tried running, it wasn't radio, it was actually live TV, and that was way before anyone was doing it, so, yeah, fair, it was a bit tricky. So, yeah.
Oh, well, hey-ho.
Man, everyone, no one really wants to actually get onto Skype, do they? Oh, well.
That's because no one likes Skype anymore.
I thought you were going to say no one likes you, but... Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
In fact, I bet if you say Forever Sonic and Scott's on, they'll be like, oh, I'm coming on.
This is my first podcast.
Can I hear you again?
It's my fault. Right, I'm going to bung the news tune on soon and go through the news, because, face it, we might as well. I need to load the news up first from us, not our sponsors, because they don't do much for us. Well, I say they don't do much for us, and they have done something very nice for us recently. TSSZ News, which is tsszednews.com, did a recent interview with myself, which is on their website at the moment, as part of their Fans on Friday schedule. And it goes through basically the original of Fast Up Media, what's going to happen and what's happening now. Obviously, some of the things we're talking about on a podcast now. But have a little read of it because it's intriguing, because there's some things you won't know about anywhere else. And the interviewer was Andrew Paulson, a good friend of mine. He actually started off at the Sonic Stadium running Sonic News many years ago. But he started off on there again now. He's all over the place. So, yes. Let me think some of that soon. Oh, that's lovely. TSSZ News is on the load. Fantastic. Okay, in that case, we'll just go over the last four headlines, because we're the fifth one. Retro Recovery from Forum Outrage. That's Sonic Retro, who actually are kind of like the Wikipedia of the Sonic community. They've had a bit of a forum hack and something going on there. I haven't actually had a look, to be fair. So something's been going on there. I'll look, but they've obviously been recovering from a little bit of a hacking there. If you're planning on getting Sonic & Knuckles for Xbox on Xbox Live, the achievements have been revealed and quite interesting one way or another, but have a look-see. You might have also seen that Damn Japanese names. Hashimoto has left Sega, and he was quite a key member for Sonic Unleashed, and in particular the Hedgehog engine, which was created. A lot of people are fretting over the fact that obviously that would mean, oh no, the Hedgehog engine is going to disappear over to Square Enix, which is where he's gone to. No, that's not true. Even Archangel UK has confirmed that. The Hedgehog engine is owned by Sega. It wouldn't go anywhere, so calm the hell down.
Calm down, dear. It's only a commercial.
You had to see it.
Yes, you set yourself up for it. You did.
Yeah, your funeral.
And the other thing that's going on as well, Sonic and Tails appeared in Phantasy Star Universe, obviously one of the newer Phantasy Star games, and they just literally appeared in the middle of nowhere. Had a quick look at one of the videos, and it's just Sonic was just like, hey guys, I'll break dance a little bit. Obviously it's not real, but everyone just was crowded around Sonic. If that was real, everybody would have suffocated to death. So, don't know, but have a look at it. You can find all those stories on tsszednews.com, and you can also see the interview from Fast Media there as well. So sorry, no news jingle this week, but you can still have the sound effects from Fast Media. You guys can't hear it, but I can.
Yeah, the only sound effects we can hear is your drink glass on the table.
And randomly tapping on the keyboard.
But and I don't mean punching.
And I don't mean musical keyboard either.
Yes, let us know. Am I typing too loudly, listeners? Because apparently I am. You might not hear it too much, but just so you get a little bit of an idea. Is that loud? I don't know. Maybe I just type fast.
Anyone who says yes, I'll give them a cookie. So everyone say yes.
Oh, there's a cookie in it for you if you do. Oh, yes. We're coming up on 48 minutes through this podcast, so it's time for another short break. And after that, we'll be coming back with Elson Wong and Faster Media 06 remix of one of his tunes, so stay tuned for that. Won't want to miss it. It's never been played anywhere else, and it's not been available for download, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Faster Media podcast, and it's some crazy Sonic tunes to listen to. We'll be right back. I'm just briefly popping into the music here a little second because we were just talking about some music and Riddick was just saying about the what music was it?
Oh, yeah. Say the life. Oh, no.
Look on the bright side of life. Yes, well, I did play this in the first podcast, but it's a bit similar. I could play Mint Royale Singing in the Rain because I love this track and it's awesome. And it does sound a bit similar to that one as well. So always look on the bright side of life because you're singing in the rain.
I'm ready for love.
Welcome back to the Fast Media Podcast. We have a brief 2 minutes because we're just throwing some music tracks at you, just as we did a second ago. Now, as promised, Darkspeed's also going to join us tonight, but apparently he's been fried by electricity down in Australia, so we're going to let him fry for the moment. But we're going to let him fry with embarrassment as well, because I made a little remix track here, basically. It's not the best thing, probably my first attempt even trying to attempt the remix, Darkspeed is known for his a cappella music and his other remixes as well, really. So what I've done is I've bunged his a cappella music on with my interpretation of a remix of his world. The track's called Sonic the Hedgehog, His World, Fastfoot Media and Darkspeed's 07 mix. So it was made 2 years ago. Not to say much better now, but that'll be the next track coming on. What do you reckon, guys? Think it's going to be fun for Darkspeed when he listens to this?
No, I think he's going to be really annoyed.
Depends how it turns out.
Hello, hello. Then again. We don't know until he pops up for the next one.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting either way. Anyway, Elson, this one's for you.
Fall, fall, fall. You know
Welcome back to the Fast Media Podcast. That was Elson Darkspeed's Wong, and it was Sonic the Hedgehog, His World, Fast Media, and Darkspeed's 07 mix.
Which was probably a fail. Sorry about that.
Okay,
Elson's
that
probably
going to
kill me
random.
Now. Hey, maybe we should call this a random show, because it is pretty random from what we've been doing so far.
Well, yeah, like, anyway, the toilet. Like going to the toilet via music breaks.
Isn't that
yeah,
what they do?
You gotta go, you gotta go.
Is that what they do professionally?
Well, if you watch one of the Top Gears, Richard Hammond did it, and he used to be a DJ, so maybe, yes. Speaking of which, Top Gear's just about to finish, so if you're in the UK, you should be catching the last bit of Top Gear. But again, this isn't live, so you can't catch it. Anyway, download it. It's easier. I encourage downloading.
Yeah, just go on BBC iPlayer. That's what I'm going to do, because I've missed it. Because you!
Me?
I have a friend. He's called BitTorrent.
I'm not the guy who's doing this.
Yeah, I'm sharing it past week, so... Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, thanks. Right, anyway, drop that for a second. We've got Gavi here with us, who's also a resident of Radio Sega as well, so hello Gavi.
Hello.
That's, that brings a total of five of us in here. If we're going to be doing a live radio show next week, or maybe sometime in the near future, I'd like to give a shout out to people, which would be a bit more relevant, but if not, I'm just going to give a shout out to everyone who's in the TSS chat room, seeing as I probably owe Sonic Stadium a little bit after all the favours they've done me over the years, but... We've got in the chat room Dreadnox, Joshu, MK, Dandaya, Swandy, D'Artagnan, myself, Fox by Nick, Gavi, a guest, Hawks, Jacob, Logocast, Miles Prowler, Riddick, Rings Herald, Fox, Shades, Shadow Fox 4, Sonic AD, Spinball Wizard, Staff, SDK, Tiki, and Gerbilsoft. And there's nothing going on in there.
No, it really isn't.
What do you expect? A certain person's radio broadcast has finished about an hour ago.
Yeah, and look at the. I'm just actually looking at the comments in here. Oh, I'm annoyed that Radio Redux and Sonic are, because I just missed him. Well, that's your fault. But at least he's talking.
Good job restraining yourself there.
Yeah, it sounds like you're going to say something else then.
Now, whilst that is one track, I have a second track that I made out of from Darkspeed as well. It's just a shortened version of that track, because basically I nicked a couple of bits of things from Sega. Please don't sue me. So it made a second track, so we'll be playing that at the end of the show as well, which will be coming up very shortly. Yes, we've also just had a shout out from our good friend Bentley Joes on Twitter. He mentioned to me the other day via Twitter that he's actually got a new music project for a game in the pipeline. And he just said to me, unfortunately, it's nothing Sega related, Sonic related rather, for a change. He said he's going to reveal what's happening in the next week or so. So if you like Bentley Jones, get on Twitter and follow him. Because he's at twitter.com/Bentley_Jones. So yes, have a look. Anyway, we've all run out of things to say once again.
I wasn't paying attention, actually, to tell you the truth. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, I suppose just to add as an extension, I mean, obviously, if you're talking about Twitter, you know, the Fastbeat Media's on there, is Fastbeat Media and...
And Radio Sega as well.
Yeah, Radio Sega's on there as well. And me.
twitter.com/RadioSega.
I'm just waiting for a prime opportunity where everyone's just silent. Silence in the Fast Feet Media House.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Let's get her a pie to Bentley, I think.
He can go and spell it, right?
He yeah, can't spell it right. I can. I've got the journalism degree, for God's sake. If I can't, then I should shoot myself, quite frankly.
No, just go to him. It's Fast Feet Media, you twat! F-A-S-T!
Don't think we could write that too much. You might give me a slap round the face at this just Summer of Sonic, probably.
You'd probably savour it forever, though. It's like, oh, I've just been hit in the face by Bentley Jones.
I'm never going to wash this cheek again.
Okay, so Spencer ran his palm through his
head. I've just told him that now, so I'm not going to say you misspoke, bro, because he'd probably be like, yeah, what's your point? Because I can't even spell, I've just spelled currently as currently. Damn you! Anyway, a bit of a riot and a rollercoaster this podcast has been. I want to talk about the next Sonic game. Because, in all honesty, I want to have the next Sonic game, probably about a year's time would be a good idea. I think Sonic Team should, you know, scrap it for the moment, do nothing with Sonic for a while, and just give it a breather, because everyone clearly wants that to happen. Because it needs to keep him out of the spotlight for a while, and when he comes back, it'll be awesome. And two of my other favourite things as well. Also, make sure you have a game in two parts. It would be awesome to have a two-parter. And for those of you who play a certain other Sonic game, you might have seen what happens at the end, and it's awesome. But that would be brilliant to have that as a second part. And maybe, I don't know, you might be able to disagree with me on this side, because we've got a mixed bunch of people here, but I'd rather have a more adult Sonic game where something from his past comes up, it's a bit more complicated, and little storylines into it. Storyline just feels a bit namby-pamby, in my opinion, really. I mean, alright, you're catering for like, kids and other people as well, but a lot of Sonic fans are now between 20 and 30, believe it or not, so come on! Cater for your audience!
I have to agree with a comment that Eurogamer posted on one of their previews for Unleashed, which was on a screenshot of one of the Sonic levels, and they were basically saying, could you, like this, and put it on Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network? And I have to agree with that. I want it. It'd have to be like a 2.5D type game, and just put it on Xbox Live Arcade, and not do anything that's, you know, big, and trying to put all sorts of stuff in to try and appease everyone. Just, you know, make something new that's going to appease the classics. You know, those diehards who've been around for years and years and years.
Yeah. I mean, that would be good, but I think half from my reckon with that. I don't know about Sonic Team thinking about that. Is if you put a game like that, if it's perhaps a canon game of Sonic, on Xbox Live Arcade or the PlayStation Networks, it's going to look... people are going to look down on it because it's not, like, publicly launched into stores and things like that. You can't buy it in Game and Game Station in the UK and Walmart and places like that in America. So people won't see it in the public eye as much. You probably won't think as much of it, really. Odd as it sounds, seeing Sonic games in shops does encourage sales, so... I don't know.
Good for Dan as an exclusive pre-order download special.
Well,
when Banjo-Kazooie came out on 360, they did the original Xbox Live Arcade, didn't they, as a pre-order bonus?
Yeah, exactly.
Just much similar to that.
And it pretty much worked.
It did for me when they eventually got the code out.
Yeah.
I've got a problem with that, because I've only got less than a gig on my Xbox hard drive now. Sonic unleashed all their download content, sort of zapped up all the remaining hard drive space I had.
I didn't bother with that. Once I finished Unleashed, I was like, right, okay, I'm done with it now. So it's the first Sonic game I've completed since Sonic Adventure 2, so I'm feeling quite pleased with myself.
Took me godlands how long to finish Unleashed, but the one thing I was missing is I couldn't see the rings on the last level. I mean, partially because of the colour, but partially because they're tiny. And I couldn't see them. I was just going in like, I've got no health, I'll be able to kill you. Maybe not.
I just liked it when it just kind of all went Power Rangers. That was very, very funny, actually.
I think there's only one Sonic game that I've got that I haven't completed fully. And that's Sonic Advance 2, because that extra boss is hard. But thankfully, I got it off eBay. Apparently, it was mint fresh, had never been opened. Played it. It was already completed for me, so...
All right, delightful.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So the one game I can't complete got completed for me, so... And my best friend, who's more of a Nintendo fan, completed it in under a day. Full thing, collecting all the emeralds and everything, and doing the extra boss.
Sonic Adventure 2?
Yeah.
Not bad going.
I figured out how to do it eventually, but...
Yeah, see, the youngsters sometimes are quite good as well. I don't know why, I just get a bit rubbish. I used to complete games a bit quicker than I did nowadays, and now it takes me forever, but that might also be down to the fact that I've got to do other work rather than just play games all day.
Yeah, I got through Sonic Chaos once without getting any of the Chaos Emeralds. I went from beginning to end in 20 minutes.
That doesn't count.
I think once I was playing Sonic Hedgehog 1, and I'd played through the entire thing, completed it all, not with the emeralds and things, just went from beginning to end, and then I thought, right, I'm going to do this game and see if I can beat my score. Green Hill, Act 1, I kept falling into pits and to spikes, and I just kept dying and I couldn't pass it, unless I was just at a crawling pace. I couldn't do it. And I kind of got annoyed with that, so...
Yeah. Well, there you go, a few opinions on what we want to have on the next Sonic game, really, but I don't want to see it quite any time soon. It'd be nice to see the couple of spin-offs like Sega Superstar Racing, Sega and Sonic, or the other way around, Racing, that's looking quite interesting.
What I would like is a Sonic MMORPG, and for those who don't know, it's a massive multiplayer online RPG game, role-playing, whatever.
Might help the fan base a little bit, I think, on that side, really, perhaps. Perhaps on the side that, you know, bind everyone together to play online altogether. One thing I don't like is people who are playing World of Warcraft, and if you've seen the South Park episode, that's what I'm scared of. Turn up like Cartman and just get it, man, F him! For those of you who've seen it. Yes, just sitting at my computer all day. I do for a fair portion of the day, not so much nowadays, but don't want to do that all day playing World of Warcraft because they won't have any eyes and they'll be bleeding by the end of it. So, yes.
See, that's all I do. I just sit, I wake up, do whatever chores I need to do, then come and sit on my computer for the rest of the day. Because I live literally in the middle of nowhere, so.
I could say the same here. I mean, I've also grown up in that sense as well, really. But as much as I love sitting and creating things or playing games or doing something on the web, I will advise you still get some exercise because it's not a very healthy idea, to be honest, really. When I started growing up, I just started doing things like cycling and stuff like that, and I got fit. I wouldn't consider myself fat now. I do get exercise, and Wii Fit doesn't count either. So I have a balanced diet alongside your games, but I would say, you know, something.
What about Wii Sport? Like that.
If Wii Fit doesn't count, then either does Wii Sports. The Wii doesn't count generally.
Yeah, my friend, as soon as I said, what about Wii Sports, he just said, well, good. Well, I know a couple of the guys on here have got the 360. My friend's wondering how many of you here like the 360.
I think it's alright.
Better than the PlayStation, I reckon.
Yeah,
I can't.
We've got two people.
I played the PlayStation and I felt the controller was quite flimsy when it first came out. Admittedly, it might be a bit better now, but I'm very skeptical about it, quite frankly. Xbox Live's better and the Wii's got better motion sensitivity. Maybe Microsoft might have better soon, thanks to the motion sensitivity, but PlayStation doesn't sell it in the right area for me. It's like, well, what's so great about it? You don't have any exclusive games, nothing's great on the console apart from Blu-ray, and I'll get my own Blu-ray player in time. Blu-ray's not big now. Meh, it doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, that was one of the subjects in Sonic Hour. There's none big good things about DS3. Who here actually... Yeah, my friend agrees. He says it's murder. But who here actually has an Xbox?
I did.
Yeah, I got them.
I've got all three. Yeah, I've got all three as well.
Does any of you have... Call of Duty 4?
No.
And it's...
Yeah, but I never play it. I don't like Call of Duty.
People do, but they don't like it, so...
No, I thought it was alright. It was just that it had, you know, sort of niggles online. Either that or always having bad connections.
I don't know, I'd say bad connection because I've had a right connection with Call of Duty 4 before. I think it's more like the World of Warcraft thing. In essence, you've got to really be into it and really enjoy playing it and be good at it, obviously, as well, really, to actually play the game and enjoy it, I think, really. I just can't stand like stealthy sniper game sort of thing and just hanging around because it bores me and I'm not very good at it, so I don't bother trying.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft. I had played the trial and it was like a couple of years before I actually got my first subscription for it. And on the trial, my friend was really into World of Warcraft, and I made a new account when I first got my membership, and I said to him, I'm going on World of Warcraft, meet me at Stormwind. So I went all the way to Stormwind. I was level 1. Went all the way to Stormwind and I said, right, I'm at Stormwind, where are you? Oh, I'm not going to play. I'm just like... So I just said, can I get a hand, please? Anyone? So...
Fair point. Oh, well, we must shortly wrap up our podcast because we've been going for an hour and 20 minutes now. And we'll be shortly going for an hour and 30 minutes, so... We must wrap this up. Anything we've talked about tonight, from t-shirts to the Fast Media podcast being a radio station almost in that respect, down to Summer Sonic and Certcoin, anything we've talked about. If you want to let us know, get on www.fastmedia.net and get to the contact us page and let us know. Or you can email myself at fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net. And the podcast is always there to download as well. Keep up as well. We've got RSS feeds as well with this podcast, so you can keep track there. We're going to leave now and hopefully come back with you next week or maybe in the next couple of weeks, and we'll be able to give you a full report about Insert Coin as well as the latest happenings with Summer of Sonic and everything else in the Sonic community. I think we'll leave it at that. So say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Right, so we will leave you with one track. As it's a slightly non-video game related show, I'm going to leave you with Final Fantasy VII Reunion, and of course our last track, the Dark Speeds remix, which is going to be Sonic His World, Fast Media and Dark Speeds remix, E3 Extra remix. So we'll see you next time, and goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Break free, it's the break of the mold. You can't stop now. Rock and roll, I said.